Well, the title of your Idea Festival presentation is Average is Over, and that's also the title, partial title, of your latest book. You know, I'm reminded of that quote attributed to Woody Allen that 80% of life is showing up, but you say in this computer-driven world today, not only do you have to show up, you have to really distinguish yourself if you want to be relevant and successful, and that's being reflected in the economy and society.
Well, employers are measuring the value of their workers more precisely and more exactly than ever before. So people who don't produce very much, that gets detected. And in general, there's a question. Your work, does it augment the value of computers, or are you in some way competing against computers? And if you're competing against computers, your wage and job prospects probably aren't that good. So I say we're entering a new age in the job market.
Now, you're an educator, of course. What advice do you give your students about making it in this world?
It depends on the student, of course, but I think one either needs very good technical skills or very good people skills. The people skills are important because computers won't be doing that anytime soon. So it's not that we all have to become programmers or math whizzes, but you need to find out, you know, exactly what is it that you're good at, and are you able to do it in a way where competition from either outsourcing or artificial intelligence isn't going to displace you? Those are the new risks in 2014.
And there's a lot more information available about job applicants now. I remember being in school and the teacher saying that if you don't behave, this is going on your permanent record. But now there really is a permanent record. There's so much digital information available about job applicants. There's a lot on record for potential employers to see.
Most of all, the credit report. They can Google you. So we're living in a world where there are many fewer second chances. So people who are behaving well at a young age, I think, will have a big leg up. And people who get in trouble will find it harder to recover. And that's also advice I would give to any young person or to any parent.
Now, you also talk about this resulting in the reduction of the middle class and kind of creating some new classes in society. Tell me a little about that.
Well, it's pretty obvious from the data that income inequality is going up. What we're seeing is the top 10 or 15% of Americans are really doing quite well. And if you're in some way, say, selling into global markets or working productively with information technology, your future is very, very bright. And that's not just the top 1%. It's really a lot of people. But it's also less than half of our country. And the people who just have ordinary jobs, their typical wages were actually higher 15 years ago. And this is a very new sense of what the American dream is all about. I would say it's a radical shift, and it's probably here to stay. It's a change we need to be ready for, and I don't think any policy or any political party is really going to overturn that.
What other countries are taking the lead in adapting to this new reality?
Well, every country is trying to do something. You have countries like France, which are trying to hold it away, and I think that will fail. And then you have countries like, say, the United Kingdom and Germany, which are admitting it's happening, undergoing some adjustment, changing their labor markets, going through some pain, but they're having sounder and more rapid recoveries. So I think overall those countries are doing a better job of responding.
This new reality and this new demand could also produce some really innovative stuff in the decades to come.
Well, we're seeing it already. You look at what's available online. It's just phenomenal. No one would have imagined it, say, even 15 years ago, or maybe not even 10 years ago. So I think it will be a very culturally rich, very socially interactive, very diverse, very communicative world. There'll be a lot more happiness of different kinds, even for people who aren't doing so well with the earnings. So it will be a risky and precarious life, but in some ways a more rewarding one.